If everyone would please sit down, and so we can resume the meeting. We have deferred item number six to a subsequent meeting, and we're moving on to item number seven, proposed land transaction. This is a decision, and Dan Budd, as usual, is going to be here to lead us through this.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. On today's agenda, the Department is recommending the purchase of one property, the purchase of a conservation easement on another property, the acquisition of two easements for fish passage, and a technical correction on a previously approved transaction. However, before I discuss the individual transactions, I'd like to review the Department's process for acquiring land for fish and wildlife conservation. When acquiring habitat for fish and wildlife, the Department is guided by species and habitat plans that identify conservation and restoration actions that will benefit fish and wildlife. Project scoping and need are identified in these plans. Projects then go through an evaluation and prioritization step, which includes the Lands 2020 process before a land transaction step begins. For the items the Department is recommending today, the scoping and need step and the evaluation and prioritization step have been completed, and we are now at the land transaction step. We have completed most of the stages within the land transaction step. We have completed appraisal and appraisal review, negotiated and secured options, and are now at the stage of recommending approval by the Fish and Wildlife Commission. A critical stage in implementing our acquisitions is appraisal of the real property to be acquired. State law requires that real property be appraised before beginning negotiations. It also requires that the agency provide the seller a written statement informing the seller of the agency's determination of value. The source of the funding sets the standard for appraisal requirements. The Uniform Standards of Professional Appraisal Practice meets the requirement for state funds, while federal funds require what is commonly referred to as Yellow Book compliant appraisals. The Department contracts with independent fee appraisers to conduct the appraisals. We currently have 43 firms under contract, and we request fee quotes from firms experienced with a specific type of property. Appraisals are then reviewed for compliance by the Department's chief appraiser, Sean Kies, who is state certified and also holds the MAI designation from the Appraisal Institute. If federal funds are being used, review and approval by the federal agency is also required. When appraisals have passed review, a statement of just compensation is issued and negotiations with landowners can begin. If landowner negotiations are successful, the department then brings the transaction forward and recommends approval by the Fish and Wildlife Commission. We are now at that stage with the transactions the department is recommending today. The first item is the purchase of a conservation easement on 487 acres in Okanagan County. This conservation easement is proposed for purchase under the Okanagan-Similkameen Watershed Project, which was reviewed and approved through the Department's Lands 2020 process. The Lands 2020 process considers a project's habitat, biodiversity, planning integration, community support, and recreational opportunity. The project also has been evaluated and prioritized for funding by the Recreation and Conservation Office under the Washington Wildlife and Recreation Program and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service under the Section 6 Program. The purpose of the project is to enhance riparian, shrub step, and big game habitat management opportunities. The property is located just south of Konkanelli Lake, lying within the Scotch Creek Wildlife Area. It is primarily natural grasses and shrub steppe habitat that is critical to sharp-tailed grouse. The Scotch Creek Wildlife Area has been a focal point in sharp-tailed grouse population recovery. Conservation easements such as these protect critical habitat and lessen the need for further federal action to protect the sharp-tailed grouse population. Because this is a conservation easement, there will be no payment in lieu of property tax, and management costs are limited to an annual monitoring cost of approximately $750. Funding for this conservation easement is being provided by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service grant through the Section 6 program. Item 2 is the purchase of a 4-acre property for the Lynch Cove project on Hood Canal in Mason County. This is a partnership project with the Hood Canal Land Trust and the Pacific Northwest Salmon Center. This project is supported by a number of plans, including the Department's Comprehensive Wildlife Conservation Strategy, the Hood Canal Coordinating Council's Summer Chum Recovery Plan, and the Pacific Coast Joint Venture Strategic Plan. The project was also reviewed and approved through the Department's Lands 2020 process. The project area provides habitat for shellfish, shorebirds, and waterfowl. This area also provides important habitat for five species of salmon, including the Hood Canal Summer Chum and the Chinook, which are threatened with extinction. They both depend on shallow, nearshore waters to hide from predators. Located southwest of Belfair, where the Union River flows into Hood Canal at Lynch Cove, this project targets low-lying wetlands and salt marsh that cover with water at high tide. The current project area is highlighted in light purple. The 4-acre Cumloo parcel is highlighted in yellow. The department's existing ownership is depicted in light and also dark purple. The western portion of the property runs out through Salt Marsh and into Lynch Cove. There is currently a restaurant building on the northeast corner of the property adjacent to Highway 3 that will be removed. The restaurant area will be redeveloped for parking and will provide public access to the project area. The purchase will be funded by grants from the Recreation and Conservation Office under the Washington Wildlife and Recreation Program and also the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service under the National Coastal Wetlands Act. This property will be managed as part of the Union River unit of the South Puget Sound Wildlife Area with an estimated annual operating cost of $500. The third item in your package, the Yellowstone Pipeline right-of-way, is being withdrawn at this time. The fourth item is the purchase of an easement for the reconstruction of a diversion dam and a fish ladder at the Toco Creek Hatchery in King County. The current diversion dam and fish ladder straddle the property line between the department ownership and Weyerhaeuser. Weyerhaeuser has offered the department an easement over their 12.1 acres for $1,500. Funded by the Jobs Now Act, the reconstruction of the diversion dam and fish ladder will improve fish passage above the diversion dam. The fifth item, the Scott Ditch Fish Bypassage Project, is located near Natchez in Yakima County. It is a partnership project with the Bonneville Power Administration, the Yakima Nation, and the South Natchez Irrigation District. The department has been working for many years with the partners and private landowners to protect native salmonids, included listed species, from being carried into and trapped in Scott Ditch. The underground fish bypass pipe, located in the easement, allows outmigrating juvenile salmonids to safely return from Scott Ditch to the South Natchez Channel. This effort has required many partners. BPA and the Yakima Nation funded department designed upgrades to the fish screening facility. The irrigation district will operate and maintain the fish screen. The irrigation district has also purchased the bypass easement from the private landowner. The private landowner has requested that the department hold the easement for the bypass pipe across his land, and the department is recommending the commission authorize the department to hold that easement. The sixth and final item today is a technical correction on a transaction approved by the Commission in December of 2012. This was the purchase of the Maltus property located in Okanagan County. This property is part of the Met Owl Watershed project that was evaluated and approved through the Department's Lands 2020 process. At the time of the appraisal, the Department's acreage calculations were based on county records and GIS plotting and indicated a total of 79.68 acres. The Commission approved the purchase of the property that was based on the 79.68 acres at the appraised value of $554,000. Prior to closing the transaction, county zoning laws required the department to complete a boundary line adjustment, which involved a survey of the property. The survey determined that the acreage being acquired was 87.90 acres rather than the 79.68 acres, a difference of 8.22 acres equaling 10% increase in size. This acreage difference was not discovered until after the transaction was closed. Subsequently, the appraiser was presented with a new acreage and determined that the correct property value was $610,000, or an additional $56,000. To comply with the department policy, state law, and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service just compensation requirements, the department is requesting that the commission authorize the department to provide the seller with the correct compensation and retain the 87.9 acres in department ownership. The department recommends the commission approve the land transactions as presented, and I'd be happy to address any questions.
Thank you. Anyone have any questions?
Sounded very clear to me. Commissioner Jennings?
Thank you, Madam Chair. On the Kumlu property, the second
Kumlu.
One, the picture you showed had some development on the right-hand side. Is that going to be left? Are you planning to I wasn't sure what you said when you had that picture up about there is some existing structure, but I didn't understand the future condition.
Here we are. Okay. All of these structures will be removed. That's that restaurant and a little outbuilding, and I think that's a sign that's sitting in that area, and the intent is to remove all of those structures.
Is that an additional expense outside of this motion to do that?
Yes, it will be.
So
that will be funded by the Recreation Conservation Office grant. It's included within the grant funding.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay. Other questions? Commissioner Caney first.
Chair. Is there a record of on that, the last property, the Maltais property, of how that vote was from the commission? I'm trying to remember. I know I voted against one of these for several reasons, and whereas the options to approve this now for additional funds make total sense, I'm not sure it would be appropriate for me to vote for it now if I voted for it against it. So without knowledge of that, I'll probably just recuse myself from that vote. I can't remember unless somebody does.
I don't think a previous vote ever binds you anyway. You can always learn and change your mind.
Well, I'll just recuse myself from that last one.
Commissioner Perry?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The same picture that's up there, I wanted to ask, isn't the from about halfway in that photo, that air photo to the left, or I assume that's north, maybe.
North is up here.
Okay, so it'd be west.
West. This is the western portion.
That's wetland and tidal.
Tide flats. Yes.
Tide flats land.
Yeah. The you can see the vegetation coming out here, and then this is a tidal channel. The tide is out in this picture. When the tide comes in, this is all water.
Isn't land like that protected anyway? I mean, couldn't develop that, could you?
Supposedly it's protected. Unfortunately, that's not how the real world has operated. We own from about right here, we own the adjacent property here from about here on out. This is owned by a water company that saw fit to fill this area, which is wetland, which should have never been filled legally. It happens, and so that's a large part of what we're doing with the project is we're being preemptive on this.
Okay, I guess my point was that it looks like we're buying ground that really couldn't be developed anyway, and I wondered why we were doing that.
Okay. This portion of the majority of the value of the property is up here in about a 30,000 square foot, three-quarters of an acre area. This land back in here actually appraised out, I think, at 21 cents a square foot or some number like that. It was not very much money for the back land.
Okay, but I still kind of question purchases like that where, you know, it isn't really going to make any difference whether we own it or not. It's going to stay the same from a fish and wildlife standpoint. The uplands I can certainly understand for protection from development and so forth, but tidelands and things like that, it seems.
Well, there's also the issue, Commissioner, of public access back here for waterfowl hunting also. development goes on.
That wouldn't occur if we didn't own it?
Not if it's in private ownership. They own the tidelands. There's a lot of this is not public tidelands.
I see. Thank you.
Commissioner Smith.
Part of that question was answered about waterfowl hunting, but if you take the buildings out, or when the buildings come out, do you know how many parking places will be there? That's question one. And then question two, if that becomes an area, an attractive enough area, is there enough space there to accommodate a lot of people that would come to it? Or?
There will be. I don't have a number of parking spots, but I'm sure it would be upwards of 20 parking spots in that area. But there's also another access into this project complex. Let me see if I can. I probably won't hit the exact right spot, but it's up in this area here. Comes in here. There's another area coming in to our Union River ownership, and there's a parking lot in here. So this wouldn't be the only place that people could access the complex from.
Yeah, and I guess my question was the opposite side of that. If there's too many parking spots, could it be overly low?
Overly run. That's a good point. Maybe we need to limit them.
There are questions? Commissioner Perry, would you like to make a... public input. Almost forgot. Sorry. Thanks, Dan. Do we have anyone signed? We do not have anyone signed up. Okay. Commissioner Perry, would you like to make a motion?
Yes. I move proposed land transactions as presented.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
The motion's been seconded by Commissioner Schmitten to approve the proposed land transactions as presented. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no.
No.
Motion carries. Thanks. That was Commissioner Keeney that voted no. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.